AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. The candidates are being coached for tomorrow's first presidential debate at Hofstra University in New York. Our Ed Donahue reports.
For the Clinton campaign, they are concerned about the facts. Campaign manager Robbie Mook says moderator Lester Holt has to correct all inaccuracies.
Donald Trump can't lie on that debate stage and win or even get a passing grade.
Mook was on ABC's This Week, and so was Trump campaign manager Kellyanne Conway, who says this is not about fact-checking.
I think they're really afraid that Hillary Clinton is just not a very good candidate. A majority of Americans don't much like her, and according to your own poll, don't trust her.
Conway says it's not the job of debate moderators to fact-check. I'm Ed Donahue.
LSU has fired its head football coach. Les Miles is being replaced by defensive line coach Ed Orgeron following yesterday's loss to Auburn. The sports world and much of Miami's mourning a big loss. Marlins pitcher Jose Fernandez, a migrant from Cuba, was killed in a boating accident overnight. Fish and Wildlife Officer Lorenzo Veloz announces the death.
He was involved in everything that he could be to give back. It's a great loss, a tragic loss.
Fernandez was out boating with his best friends when they struck a jetty off Miami Beach. The Marlins game today was canceled in his honor. Protesters out at the Charlotte Panthers game today rallying against the police shooting of Keith Lamont Scott last week. Police have released two videos of the incident, but they seem to raise just as many questions as they answer. Gas prices are up 4 cents at $2.25 a gallon for regular. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says retailers have increased their prices after a rise in crude.
You tell Bo, if he wants his pound.
The Magnificent Seven tops at the box office this weekend. This is AP Radio News. Tense moments at the UN today during an emergency Security Council meeting on the escalating violence in Syria. U.S. Ambassador Samantha Power says there was a lot of work and negotiating done with Russia to try to protect civilians.
We know, as well as anyone, that Russia has consistently said one thing and done its opposite. We did so because we know that there can be no peace in Syria if Russia is determined to keep fighting this war.
She and her British and French counterparts heap the blame on Moscow for supporting Syrian government's President Bashar Assad's offensive, the deadliest of the 5.5-year war. They walked out when Syria's ambassador rose to speak. Oh, what a beautiful hotel pamphlet. It shows the U.S. Capitol bathed in a beautiful sunset. Well, here's the problem. 5 hotels in D.C. were using a stock photo that shows the Capitol of Wisconsin. The hotel group says it was a human error. They have replaced the image. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.